Wouldn't it be grand riding horseback on the range of long ago? Oh, I tell you, boys, that's one thing that I know.
So I'm in his office one day, and I've known him for years. And he goes, Dave, you're going to have to find another dentist. I've sold my practice, and I've got my mouth full of stuff, so I'm going, oh, you know, that kind of thing. And I said, what, finally? I said, what are you going to do? And he stopped, and he straight looked in my face. He says, my whole life, all I've wanted to be is a cowboy.
Riding the line when the cold wind blows, waiting for signs of spring.
And then a few years after that, I went down to Medora at the Dakota Cowboy Poetry Gathering. And here comes George walking up. He's got a big old cowboy hat on. The whole works like that. And I went to myself, you know, he actually did it. He sold her out, moved down south of Baker, Montana. He bought an outfit down there and then started raising longhorns and taking care of all the horses and everything else they have on there. I mean, he was a cowboy. And, you know, he's never been happier.
Sure feels fine when the first light shines down through the coulees and draws. Hear my heart singing home sweet home, out where coyote howls out on the range. You know I'm never gonna change.
A few years back, I was reading a little article on the regional section in the paper, and there's this little headline. It says, Medora Man has North Dakota's largest herd of longhorns. And by God, if he didn't. I laughed when I read this article. And it was within probably that evening, if not that evening, it was certainly by the next evening, I'd written that song.
What's in a Song is produced by Hal Cannon and Taki Telenidis of the Western Folklife Center.
Our feature, What's in a Song, is produced with support from the George S. and Dolores Dory Eccles Foundation.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.